everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Hog futures have continued to surge higher today with triple-digit gains in most contracts. May futures leading the market higher with $3.75 per hundredweight gains. Cattle markets under moderate pressure, focused on pressure and feeder cattle trade, with corn futures lower in light trade today. May corn futures about 1.5 cents lower. Stock markets mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 102 points lower. NASDAQ up 2 points. Over in live cattle, strong market losses, though, developing here on Wednesday, while most attention has moved back to the escalating hog complex. This has not only moved the emphasis off of recent market support seen in March, but also tested short-term support levels, while April contracts have continued to move below $126 per hundredweight, as June futures shift below $119 per hundredweight with an 80-cent loss. Over in feeder cattle, strong underlying pressure developing in the feeder cattle trade with deferred futures holding triple-digit losses. There's expected to be some growing concerns about renewed support in grain trade, which is adding to the overall pressure in feeder and live cattle trade. Feeder cattle futures not anywhere near short-term support levels seen in March, allowing additional pressure due to the technical pressure in live cattle trade. Meanwhile, crops were mixed today with corn trade flat to 1 cent higher with trade backing off of the overnight highs during the day session with little fresh news to push the market. Soybean trade narrowly mixed with the May contract still working to consolidate back above $9. Meal is flat to a dollar higher today and oil 15 to 25 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 5 cents lower to 2 cents higher with Chicago trade leading again with support from the dollar turning lower overnight, pulling back solidly from the upper end of the range. Flooding and wet conditions are still a concern, though, with fears that it may limit production. At the same time, winter wheat acres are starting to grow with the best moisture situation in years and more growth expected in the near term. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.